girls. Okay? There was a man a number of years ago, and he was traveling in Scotland. Maybe some of you are in Scotland on your holidays in the summertime. So you'll be able to picture this in your mind. This man was traveling in Scotland, and he got a wee bit lost. He came to a town called Kilmacollum, and he wanted to go to Glasgow. So as he was going along the road, he saw some workmen. They were doing a wee bit of work on the road. So he stopped, he pulled up the car, and he wound down the window. And he said to one of the workmen, now he didn't know at the time that this workman was actually a Christian. He was a man that was saved. But he asked this workman, could he tell him the way to heaven, or could he tell him the way to Glasgow? He wanted to go to Glasgow. So he said, that's no problem. So the workman took a minute or two, and he gave him all the directions that he needed. He knew the area well. And he thought, you go up that road and turn right and turn left. You know the way you do it. Give all the direct boys. Boys, listen. No more talking. No more talking. Okay. So he gave him the directions to go to Glasgow. And he was just about to move off and wind up the window again. And this workman said to him, tell me, sir, just before you go, I have a question for you. And this is maybe something that every Christian should think about, looking for opportunities to witness to people. Because I'm sure there's often people stop with you and ask you directions. But just before this man got away, the workman, the Christian workman said, tell me, sir, do you know the way to heaven? I've just given you the directions to Glasgow, but do you know how to get to heaven? And the man said, no, I don't. This man came from the south of England, and he wasn't really a church-going man, so he didn't know how to get to heaven. So the Christian man took a moment or two, and he told him, and this is the verse, see the verse that we learned, boys and girls, that's the verse that he used, and he told them, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he explained to the man what that verse needed, or meant, that he needed to come and receive the Lord Jesus as a Saviour. And I want to impress that in your hearts today, boys and girls. You need to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart to be your Saviour. Remember, you do that by faith. You pray, close your eyes, and you confess your sins, and you call upon the Lord, and you ask him to come into your heart and take away your sins. Now, what happened? Here's the rest of the story. What happened was that man went on about his journey, and as he was going along the road on his journey, he was thinking all about what the man had said to him, what the Christian man had said, and about that verse. And he went to Glasgow and he did his business, and he went away back to London, where he came from, and you know what happened, boys and girls? He had a car accident. See, the Bible warns us we don't know what a day will bring forth. None of us knows what this week could bring. So some accident, maybe some injury that we might sustain, and that's why we need to be ready for eternity. But he had an accident, and it was a very serious accident, and he was taken to hospital, and his sons came to see him, and he gave them a few instructions just about sorting out his affairs. And a very short time later, he died, taken out into eternity. And that's a wee warning to us all, boys and girls. We just don't know the minute we'll be called from this scene of time. Remember what you sang in that wee chorus about being lost? That would be an awful thing for your soul to be lost. Well, here's what happened. 10 days later, after the man died and his funeral took place, in that wee Scottish town of Kilmacollum, there was these two fellas appeared one day, nicely dressed, with their suits on. And they were the sons of the man that had died. And they were looking for the Christian workman that their father had spoken to those couple of weeks or so before. They wanted to talk to him. And you know what they wanted to tell him, boys and girls? They wanted to tell him that their daddy had got saved. They found him, and they explained, and he was really sad to learn the man had died so quickly and suddenly. But he was thankful that he had taken the opportunity to speak to him, because the boys said, Daddy took that message to heart, and he understood what you said to him that day, and he wanted you to know, he wanted us to come and tell you especially, that he had got saved. He had received the Lord Jesus into his heart to be a saviour. And that's our prayer for you, boys and girls. That's why we bring you to church and Sunday school, and that's why the teachers take the time to prepare all the lessons. Because the most important thing, and this is what's most in their hearts, is they want you to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart to be your saviour. So I want you to think about that question for a moment or two. Boys, I think there's going to be no prize for you fellas. That'd be awful. Oh, you have to stop talking. Right? Listen carefully. If you think of the question, do you know the way to heaven? Some of you know how to get home, I hope anyway. You know the way home. But do you know the way to heaven? Do you know how to get to heaven? I'm sure you want to go to heaven. I think that's true of nearly everybody. There's a wee hymn we sing, on the golden streets of heaven, all men hope to walk one day. Isn't that right? Do you know the way to heaven? Remember, boys and girls, if you wanted to get to my house, I'd be the best person to tell you how to get there. Isn't that right? I could give you the direction, and I could write them down and give them to you so you could follow them. Well, that's exactly what God has done. Remember, if you want to get to heaven, God's the best person to ask. He's the one that can tell you how to get to where he lives. Remember the verse, no man cometh unto the Father. We're talking about the Father's house. And you know, boys, that's what God has done in his word. That's why the Bible's so important. This is a really precious book. In the Bible, God has given us the directions to heaven. And as well as that, boys and girls, he's told us all about heaven. Heaven is such a wonderful place, you know. Think of the streets of gold. You can get a wee bit of a glimpse of it in the picture. The streets of gold. Imagine a place where the streets are not tarmac or concrete or cement, but every street is made of gold. And you think of the angels. Wouldn't it be great to see the angels and their wings and they're flying about so miraculously and powerfully. And to see all the other jewels, because the Bible tells us all about the jewels at the gates of the city. Or maybe we talk about the gates, the pearly gates. You think of the wonder of heaven. A place that's holy. There's no sin in heaven. And we'll see the Bible. Because the Bible says that God's word is forever settled in heaven. No matter what people do to God's word down on earth, it's settled up there in heaven. Men can't destroy the word of God. And remember the blood of Christ that he shed for us. That precious blood, it's in heaven. After he died, he took it up and he presented it in heaven before the Father. And you know, most of all, boys and girls, what's in heaven? Most of all, the Saviour. And that's really what makes heaven so special. We want to be where he is. Heaven is a wonderful place. The Bible says that eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. And you know, we want you to go to heaven. There is a happy land far, far away. We want you to go to that place when your life is over. I was going to say when I was a young fella, I'll maybe rephrase that and say when I was younger. I learnt off by heart a poem about heaven, and I'd like you to hear some of the verses of it. I have it here, just in case my memory fails me a wee bit, but I'll do my best to recite the most of it to you. So you listen carefully. It tells you about heaven, and it's called No Disappointments in Heaven. There'll be no disappointments in heaven, no weariness, sorrow, or pain, no hearts that are bleeding and broken, and no songs with a minor refrain. The clouds of our earthly horizons will never appear in the sky, for all will be sunshine and gladness, and there'll never be a sob nor a sigh. We'll never pay rent for our mansion, and the taxes will never come due. Our garments will never grow threadbare, but they'll always be faithless and new. We'll never be hungry nor thirsty. Some of you are waiting to get home for the Sunday dinner. Well, we'll never grow hungry nor thirsty, nor languish in poverty there, for all the rich bounties of heaven his sanctified children will share. There'll never be crepe on the doorknob. Some of you young people don't know about crepe. That was like a wee bit of black cloth they used to tie on the door. Maybe some of the older people remember it. If there was a death in the house, a family that was mourning, So they'll never be crap on the doorknob. There's no funeral trains in the sky. There are no graves on the hillsides of glory, because there we shall never more die. The old will be young there forever, transformed in a moment of time, and immortal we shall stand in his likeness, the sun and the stars to outshine. There's another verse I'll add to that that I'll have to read to you. It says, I'm bound for that beautiful city. I can say that today. And I wonder, can you? I'm bound for that beautiful city. My Lord has prepared for his own, where all the redeemed of all ages will sing glory around the white throne. Sometimes I grow homesick for heaven, and the glories I there shall behold. What a joy it will be when my Saviour I see in that beautiful city of gold. You see the wee sign at the bottom, boys and girls? That's really asking a question. And it's asking the question, where are you going to go in eternity? Which I've told you a wee bit about heaven and how wonderful it is. What a happy, blessed place it is. And what a blessing it will be to be in heaven and to be with the Lord. And remember that heaven's forever. Heaven never ends. But here's the question. Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? Because remember, those are the only two directions. Those are the only two destinies in eternity. And that's why we're so concerned. We don't want you to be lost. We want you to go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you this as a finish. One Thursday night recently, I told the folk at the prayer meeting about D.L. Moody, told them a wee bit about him, and encouraged you to read his life. What a ministry, what a man of God he was. Mr. Moody worked among the boys and girls, and he had a man in the Sunday school that had a class of girls, and the man got very bad news about his health. He had taken TB, and that meant he was going to die. It was a big problem way back in those days, and he was very concerned, not so much about his health and the fact he was going to die, but he was especially concerned about this class of girls, because he knew they were still all unsaved. Not one of them knew the Lord. So he came to see Mr. Moody about it. I'll not tell you the whole story, but I want to tell you the bit that's relevant this morning. They went to see all of those girls and they spoke to them about the Lord, and every one of them got saved. It's not powerful. The whole class united in Christ. And whenever the man, when his health got worse, he had to leave Chicago. The doctor told him it would be better going away back out home. He lived on the East Coast. He thought the climate there would suit his bad health a wee bit better and ease the discomfort that he was experiencing. So the day came when the man had to leave Chicago, and all the girls came to the train station. There'd been no arrangements made. He hadn't asked them to come. Mr. Moody came to see his friend off, but all the girls came as well. And they stood at the side of the station as the train moved away. The trains then are a wee bit different. They were steam trains. A lot of smoke, a lot of steam. And there's a wee platform at the back where the man could stand, and he would wave. He waved at Mr. Moody and the girls standing on the platform. And the last view that Moody and those girls had of their friend as the train moved away, you think of it moving out of the station and all the smoke and the steam clears, and they can see him just standing on the platform. And that was the way he was standing, boys and girls. Let's see you all point up toward the roof. Stretch, good big stretch. There you are. Now you remember that. Do you know what he was actually saying to them? I'll meet you in heaven. It's not a good message. So that was their final memory of their friend. And he was so happy about that, because he knew all the girls had got saved. They'd all asked the Lord into their heart. And as they were parting, he knew that the next time they would meet would be in heaven. That's what Alma McAllister's mother, knew Bob, that sometimes come to visit us. His late wife, her mother died when Alma was very young. And the family all gathered around their mommy's deathbed. And she said to every one of them, I want you to meet me in heaven. And boys and girls, that's our message to you today. We're very concerned about your soul, your spiritual well-being. And we want to meet you all in heaven. We want to see you all in heaven. And remember, you can only go to heaven if you know the Lord. You'll only see the Lord Jesus in heaven if you've asked him into your heart while you're down here on earth. So you think of those words. We want you to meet us in heaven. And I'm saying that to you today, not just on my own behalf, but on behalf of the church and especially the Sunday school teachers. All of your Sunday school teachers this morning, they want to see you in heaven. One of the things that will make heaven even more happier for them is if you were there as well to meet them. Do you remember pointing up to heaven? Keep that in mind now. We want to see everyone, and not just the young people. There's some of the older people here as well. And you've been coming to church for many years. Maybe you remember the days when you came to Sunday school. How long ago that might have been. And you're still not saved. Still not right with God. We want to see you in heaven too. What a blessing if every person here in this meeting this morning, if we all were reunited one day around the Saviour's feet. So let's say our verse one more time just before we finish all together. The Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Very good. We'll sing a couple of verses of our closing hymn, and then we'll give out the prizes for you. The closing hymn.